My name is Michelle Ogwu, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Love Project. The date today is the 26th of September 2009, and the time is now 3:16 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from, please?
Yeah, my name is Miren Marañón. I'm 29 years old, and I'm from Spain, from Basque Country.
Whereabouts?
Vitoria.
And when did you move over to London?
I moved here in September of last year. I moved here for work. Okay. I moved here because I was working in Japan before. I do art direction for film, music videos, advertising. And I finished there my work. I was working in an art department for a film. And I just had to look for another place to move and keep working. And I had good friends in London, and I wanted to come back closer to Spain. And here there were good chances to work, so I just moved here.
Can you tell me a little bit more about where you come from? Could you describe it?
Yeah, I'm originally from Basque Country, that is the north of Spain. And Vitoria, where I live, it's a tiny city that I love, where we have amazing culture in food, in music, in good life. It's a good place to live, actually. Every time I'm just going back, I just guess, what am I doing in such a big city? It's noisy and disturbing. But I guess this is my place to be. But it's a lovely place with a really strong character, women, pretty easygoing poor guys, scared at us most of the time. And I don't know. All my family is there.
Are they still there?
Yeah. All my family, I have a big, big family. And everyone, all of them live in my city, except me and my sister. So that's quite weird.
Where's your sister?
My sister is in Switzerland. She lived there because she moved for love. So she lives in Bern now, there. But all the rest of my family, who we are like 40-something, my mom has 8 brothers, sisters. And all of us, cousins, all of us, we are really close, and all of them live in my city. So
there's just a little bit of background noise there, because you've got the Eid celebration going on in the square. What did you study in Spain?
I studied first fine arts in Bilbao, in the university, and then I finished my studies in Greece for the last year, where I did a specialization. I started to get specialized in scene design for sets and interior kind of design, but for performing arty things. And from there, I decided to study for 3 more years in Madrid to do a stage design, art direction for film and theater. And that's what I studied.
Did you manage to get any financial support to study?
No. In Spain, usually, the general way of studying is your parents pay for your studies. Usually in public schools or universities, it's not expensive. And most of us, we do that. So no, I didn't.
And so what kind of work are you doing in London at the moment? What are you working on?
I'm working I've been working in music videos, most of it, and short films. And some little films coming in for future or next year. Some feature films are coming, but for now on, it's been more advertising and music videos.
Was it difficult to find work?
In the beginning, it's been tough. It's always like that, but it's not the first. I've been in different countries living for quite a while, and I get kind of used to the rhythm of say, okay, come back, introduce yourself, call. Email, hello, I'm new, I just moved, blah, 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 blah. So the first 3-4 months, it's been quite tough. And two, because I came in the worst moment when you can come. And in my kind of business, even worse too, because everyone was saying, why did you came to England right now when it's so bad moment? And it's like, I just can't choose. It's not my choice. I finish somewhere, I have to move somewhere else. It's going to be the same everywhere. So it was a bit tough, but now things are getting much better, actually. And I'm quite positive, and it's going well. I can live, I can pay my rent, and I think so, it's fine.
Do Do you always feel that you have to move again as soon as you finish the job?
This is the first time that I really came thinking on settle for a while, because I've been moving for the last 4 years and a half. I live in Italy, I live in Japan, I came here, and I get a bit tired, and Japan was really tough. So after that, I really felt like I want to go somewhere where I have social life, where I have already friends, and I just don't need to keep moving. And I found a base, a place to stay. And the ideal is try to stay in London, and I still keep working in Spain and in Italy, but I'm in a place where I can just move, take a plane, take something, and just go work for a month and come back. So that's the idea.
So what does the notion of home mean to you?
Home means going to... I try to go to my hometown once every 2 months, always. When I was in Japan, it was once every 6 months, but I went. And home means go where my family is, with all the gossips of my family, to just be there, and after 6 hours, just feel that I'm in the same place I always been, and nothing changed, nothing moved, and my life there is still when I was 16, kind of, always the same. Even if, I don't know, that's my concept of home, a place where I can really forget everything I've been working, living, all the people I've been meeting, and come back again to my daily, always life. That is great for a bit.
Were you always interested in drawing or art as a child?
Yeah, I always, all my life, I always like it to draw. Draw or arty things. And when I was a kid, actually, I wanted to be, I don't know how, why, architect. And when I was around 6, one of my aunts told me that if a building that I designed was falling down and killed people, I were gonna go to prison. I will end up in prison. And I just decided I just didn't want to be an architect at all. So I think that after that, I just kind of directioned my life to art. I was just more express myself.
Just coming back to today, can you remember how you first heard about this project, the One Another project?
Yeah, I heard about it through the media, through the newspapers, when the project just started coming out. And I just heard about it, and I found it quite interesting as an idea of making so many people be part of something like that. But after, especially I hear about from a friend who, a guy who was working for me in a music video, in our middle time in between Change and Change, he just told me that maybe he was gonna work in this project, that he was gonna try to get involved in this. So he explained me the project, and he was like, you should definitely do it. It's so easy, just with the computer. And actually he was the one who took the computer and said, give me your name, we are gonna put you here. And that's how I get into this.
Why did you think it was something you might want to be part of?
Because when I was in Italy, in the place that I was working and I choose to go, it's called Fabrica, and it's a place where people from all over the world get choose as a creative of young artists to be part of this community. Where we work in projects together, all of us. And it's an experience that I really love it, and I really enjoy it. And I think it's after that, and after meeting so many people from all over the world, like so big things, you really realize that it's, I don't know, that it's special, that it's nice to feel so close to something that big in a way. And this, I thought it was a nice chance to feel part of something that is not just you as a main person. It's not that, it's just anything you do, even if you just sit down there, but you are being part of something that so many people did. And I think that's nice.
Have you decided how you're going to spend your time when you're looking?
Yeah, kind of. It's gonna be a bit surprise for myself too. In the beginning, I brought some tape and some plastics and some wood to maybe build some kind of a structure, or to build something like a Lego kind of thing, but because that's a part of my work and things that I do. But at the same time, I just brought a book, a t-shirt, because it's a beautiful weather. I'm just gonna go up and see if I feel calm and I wanna do something, I will. If I just wanna look around, I will. No pressure, just enjoy.
Do you have any idea how you think you might feel when you're
there? I'm pretty calm now, but I really guess that when I start going through with that machine up there, the first thing is gonna be just like a, what the fuck am I doing here? Oh my god. But after that, I'm be shaking for the beginning a little bit. I think it's gonna be fine. There is so many people. If I will know that everyone is looking at me or something like that, I will really panic, because I'm not a person who really stays in front of that many people usually. But I think I will be fine. I think there are so many things happening around, and I don't know. I will be calm. I hope.
How would you paint a picture of yourself as a person? Could you describe your personality? Do you don't like masses of attention?
No. I don't know. In between my friends, yes. I'm a naughty person. But in a massive places, no. I never been that kind of character. I always been more the kind of person that you really try to say, just don't fuck it up and just try to be one more. Don't fall. Don't do anything that no one might know you are here. But I always end up falling or doing something that is just like, yeah, great, meaning. You got it, you did it, just get red and die. So, I don't know, I'm quite open person, and good sense of humor. I don't know if it's good, but I have my good sense of humor. I don't know how you say it. Obstinate with things. When I wanna do something, or when I decide I'm gonna do something, I really need to do it, because I want, and because otherwise my mind is not gonna let me like stop until you have to. Sometimes too much. And actually today it was one of those proofs, because I've been really busy after work, and when I knew I was gonna do this, first thing I thought it was like, I need to think about something, I need to do something. And I start for like a bit putting so much pressure on myself, saying like, I need to do something. Then I just thought, no way, I have so much work, I'm just gonna chill out. That's what I'm gonna do. So today it's a bit of proof of just seeing if I can chill out and just be fine.
You said you're quite a naughty person.
Yeah, I think I can be. I don't know. Yeah, or noisy, definitely. I'm being Spanish in this country, much more noisy, talk so much. And I don't know. Yeah. Character-wise, what else I will say? I am spoiled. My mom will say spoiled. Organized. My mom will say no, but I will say yes.
Whereabouts are you living in London?
I live in East London. I live close to Brick Lane, Bethnal Green, around that area. Yep.
Do you like it then?
Yeah, I really like it. It's a good fiber place.
Why did you choose that particular area of London? Was any reason?
All my friends, when I moved here, all the people I know live in East London. So when I just moved here, yeah, I just never thought on any other place to live. I didn't even know that now that I live here, I know actually that because of my work and because what I do is actually the best area to be. But in the moment when I moved in, it was just because all my friends were living around here and they say, you have to live here. So I just say, okay. That's it.
How did you meet these friends of yours in
London? I met them in Fabrica, in Italy. All of us, some of them are English and they were in Fabrica, and a lot of them once after Fabrica, they moved to London. So we are quite international group of friends living here.
Do they know that you're taking part in this project today?
Some of them, most of them, we travel a lot, all of us, and a lot of them are not here this weekend, special weekend. Something that in a way is good. And some other ones, yeah, and they will be around.
What kind of, you mentioned you were going to maybe build a structure while you were up there. Tell me a bit more about that. What kind of structure?
I don't really thought about it. I brought some main things, like wood, tape, plastic. So that's something with what I can build up any kind of a structure. Not really big, because I didn't brought many kind of materials, but I could build from something around me, like kind of like a dress if I would want. Today, because of the hot and because it's plastic, we will see. Maybe it could be just something like a little building out of myself, or something where at the end I could get in. I don't know. I will really see once that I'm there. I just took some wood, chop it in a nice mesh sizes that I could bring with me in the metro. So now I'm gonna just display them and say, okay, what can I do with this? And do something.
When did you find out you actually had a place on the plinth?
A month and a half ago, something like that.
And how did you feel when you found out?
I laughed. I really thought, I can't believe it. And actually I thought I was gonna do it a month before. So I really thought I have 2 weeks. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm gonna even be here. But yeah, I laughed, and then I just thought, it can be really nice. And that's it. I didn't thought much more about it in that specific moment. I thought there is plenty of time.
What's important to you?
My family, my work. And even if I always thought not, but I guess my sentimental life. Yeah, that, I don't know, that's it. My friends, like here, it's a big part of my life, my family, in
is
a way.
What you mean by your sentimental
life? Yeah. My friends, or my special friends. But yeah, I don't have a partner, you say? Yeah, and I don't see myself with a partner early soon. So it's fine. And I handle really well that, strangely well. And actually most of my friends that are around me, we are single in the same age. So to me it's quite normal and common and easy. So that's it.
Looking forward to going on the plinth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.